Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 FIAF Congress. And I'm here with Esteve Riambau, head of the Filmoteca de Catalunya, Mariana Bruzzo, head of the archives of the Filmoteca. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
So, very quickly, for our listeners who might not be familiar with the Filmoteca, would you like to maybe give a brief overview of the activities that it does in terms of film preservation and archiving?
Well, we are the national Filmoteca in Catalonia, and we have a brand new site from 2012 and 2013, a new big site in the center of Barcelona with two theaters, exhibition and a library, as well a new archive 40 kilometers from Barcelona for the preservation of our collection of films, thinking in the past, analogic, and also in the future, digital.
So when was the Filmoteca founded?
It was founded in the 1980s, becoming part before from the Spanish Film Archive, but then it with the autonomy of the region, we became independent as a Filmoteca, and very quick we were part of FIAF, and now we are running our own activities.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the archive now. We're very privileged to have the head of the archives. And, to give us a little description of what is in the archive right now and just a brief maybe overview.
The film collections started in 1992, and our collection is focused on Catalan film heritage. But as far as the cinema production before the 30s are most lost, we accept all nitrates from this period of the silent. So we could say that we are the responsibles of the Catalan film production from all the period, and also from international cinema before the 30s.
Wow. And so we're talking about how many titles approximately?
Now we are more or less around 35,000 titles. And also we have feature films, documentaries, but also commercials, amateur, and those kinds of, any kind of experimental. Also films made under the Franco censorship, yeah, that are some kind of illegal demonstrations and those kinds of things.
That's very interesting. Is there any clear difference between Catalonian cinema and Spanish cinema that really comes to mind?
I think it's a parallel story, because we belong to the same roots, especially under Franco censorship. It was every border was tried to be vanished. But in fact, and practically speaking, the main commercial production was based in Madrid and in Barcelona, especially linked with the laboratory formula existing. Let's say that Barcelona was more specialized in experimental cinema, avant-garde cinema, documentaries, even the films related to the Madrid Film School were processed in the laboratory in Barcelona. So let's say that it's in certain way it's the same relationship between Los Angeles and New York in a very small scale. If Madrid is Los Angeles, we have New York.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. Just getting back to recent times, we're in Bologna now. Is there any activities that you are doing in particular, and you're particularly focusing on?
Yes, I am. I am a member of the executive committee since I was elected to organize the Barcelona Congress of FIAF in 2013, and also I will participate tomorrow in the symposium about the restoration, with a communication dealing the relationship between archives and film historians.
Right, and can you give us a little preview of that?
Yes, I think it is a very important subject that not always the relations are very fluid between the two communities, and in the case of our restoration, it's very interesting to compare. And what I'm doing in my communications focus on silent movies, mixing when a film was restored and when the film was greatly reviewed with big books about cinema history. And you have the very different examples, for instance. The main books about Dreyer and La Passion de Jeanne d'Arc were written about and with a focus on the worst version of the film existing at that time, while when the film was restored in the 80s, no one take care of the original version, putting in the front of the history of cinema. So the title of my communication is Must We Rewrite the History of Cinema According to the Restoration.
That's it, because a lot of people don't realize that it's not just the films themselves that are lost, but there could be different versions of the film that are lost. I would like to kind of maybe focus on a specialized topic, maybe. And if you could maybe, if there's anything recently that has been found and is particularly interesting, or any story relating to any new addition to the archive where the film was found somewhere, you know. An example of a recent title that was added to the archive with an interesting backstory.
Well, as I told you, we lost a lot of cinema heritage in Catalonia, as all over the world. And, for example, we found some Méliès in our collection that we identified when we start to restore. So we've got them, but they are so fragile that we can identify, work with them until we start to the restoration. So when we start the restoration, we identify and we know that there is a Méliès unique, or for example, another Lumière. This is an example that we... Barcelona, at the turn of the century, started as an important distributor with London, Berlin, and Paris. Was a very important distributor city. That's kind of films of the early cinema. We found a lot of films of this period. We've got more or less like 400 titles of this period, and we are still in restore, digitize it. And also, for example, there is a new feature, a documentary film about Alice Guy with Robert Redford production, and they come to the film archives to see the Alice Guy original prints. They went to all over the archives. So there's we've got some jewels in our vaults.
What are the challenges of actually running a Filmoteca?
We have two main fronts. One on the side of the archive, meaning that digital is very useful for exhibition and for restoration, but not for preservation. So it's a big question mark about the future of the digital preservation. Yeah. And our technical commission, and every year in the Congress, we are dealing with this very, very important project. So we must be very careful about the future. Because technology is changing every day, but no one is assuring a long life to the digital preservation. And the other front is in the exhibition and the diffusion of cinema as a cultural experience. And in that sense, we are very happy, because with a new site in the center of Barcelona, near the very popular Ramblas, we have an attendance of 150,000 people a year. That means an average of more than 100 people for a screening, and we perform 27 screenings a week. That means there are still an audience and new generations interested by seeing and enjoying the experience of the cinema like it was in the 20s. So the myth of the cinema in the tablets or in the iPhones is okay. okay, but filmotecas and film archives, we are getting more and more the preservers of the original experience of cinema in a big audience and a big screens.
And nothing beats that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.